Before we started recording,
yeah,
we were talking about hyperfixations and stuff like that.
Yes.
I have one right now.
Oh.
And it's so random. I am so heavily into Jonestown right now.
Like the cult Jonestown.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why. It's something that I've always wanted us to do a series on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's one of those topics that I feel like I really want to say that we have put 100% into it.
Yes.
And there's so much information that I think I might just start like compiling stuff just kind of whenever. But I have been listening to podcasts about it. I have been watching documentaries about it. I yesterday put on a 3-part series that was on Disney Plus of all things, but it was really good.
Wild.
And I'm like, Steve, can we watch this for a little bit? And then like hours go by and I'm just like fascinated. And I don't know what it is. I'm just so into it right now. I was really mad at the documentary because they kept saying it was Kool-Aid. It's not Kool-Aid.
No, it's
Flavor-Aid.
That's right.
Which I want that on a t-shirt just because I am insufferable.
Also, I feel like Kool-Aid probably doesn't want them calling it Kool-Aid either, to be fair. I mean, they already have a lot of bad press around the case, and it wasn't Kool-Aid at all.
Yeah, and there's even a scene in the documentary I watched yesterday where they're like, and they had something planned, and they like open up a box and there's a bunch of Kool-Aid in the box.
Aww,
I'm like, that's
you
not
guys.
What they use. Come on, people.
Get it together.
Even at one point, Stephen Jones, the son of Jim Jones,
yes,
says Kool-Aid. And I was like, you should know.
It's going to become one of those, what do they call it? Like a mandala effect,
yeah,
where like maybe 20 years from now, everyone will be calling it Kool-Aid.
Yep.
And there'll be one person going, I think it was called Flavor-Aid. And then there'll be no evidence,
yep,
that it was ever called,
exactly,
Flavor-Aid.
We talked about this on Extra Credit a while ago that they were looking at opening the site up.
Yes, for tourists.
Yes. And so I was looking for an update on that. I did find one.
Oh.
Apparently it is a thing. And it's $750 for a 2-day tour.
Jeepers creepers.
And I hate it.
We discussed this when we covered that particular thing, the Jonestown tourism. I think historically it's important to know these places have existed.
Yes.
I don't think it's personally one that I'm not going to be proud. Like if someone asked me like, where's the most favorite place you've ever visited in this world? I'm going to be like, Greece. I'm not going to be like,
yeah,
Jonestown.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they should make it a museum.
Yes.
And that's it. But not somewhere that you stay because it's cool. But anyways.
Yeah.
New hyperfixation. We're going to see how long it lasts. But it is. It's going hard.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a cult, I think. So I guess stay tuned for that sometime in the future.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a few different.
We're gonna start the show.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dina.
And hello, everyone. I'm Charlotte.
Welcome to the Grimm Curriculum Extra Credit.
Welcome. Are you all welcomed now?
Are
Can we
you?
Get into it?
Do you
it?
Feel welcome?
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm on my second energy drink. I am exhausted.
I spent $600 on a guitar this morning. Do I play guitar? No. Are we going to learn? Possibly.
Like I said, it's a good piece of home decor. Worst case scenario.
Absolutely. And I'm not the only person in the house who... Well, I was going to say who plays a musical instrument. I don't play a musical instrument, so I can shut the hell up about that. But at least Cody does. So if I get bored of it and this is just my hyperfixation that I'm going to dwindle away from in the next 3 weeks, well, then at least he can learn a new instrument.
Yeah. Before we get into it, we got a really cool message or comment on one of our Facebook posts.
Oh.
From a listener who met Travis Walton.
Oh.
Yeah. She shared a photo with him. And I asked what he was like in person.
Yes.
And apparently he is very kind.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that
with
us.
I thought that was so cool.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
What do you got?
Well, if you guys were listening last week,
mm-hmm,
I was torn between two topics. You picked the old crimey one.
Yes.
Old timey crimey one. So this week I'm going to talk about the gross medical one.
Yes.
And then I have just a couple of true crime, recent true crime. Well, one's true crime, one isn't.
Okay.
The true crime one is a Florida woman.
Same.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Florida woman or Florida man?
Florida woman.
Oh, we got some Florida women in the house tonight.
All right.
Well, you know what? Since we're on the topic, let me talk about my Florida woman. She was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
No, she wasn't.
Oh. Never a good thing.
Florida woman charged with posing as a nurse and treating more than 4,000 patients with a fraudulent license. Autumn Bardisa, 29 years old, of Palm Coast, bases 7 counts of practicing as a healthcare professional without a license, 7 counts of fraudulent use of personal identification information, according to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. She worked for Advent Health in the Palm Coast Parkway Hotel for nearly 2 years, and a colleague discovered that she was not licensed to practice as a nurse after she actually got a promotion.
Oh, so she was doing good.
She was doing good, but not licensed.
Huh.
At her time in the hospital, as I mentioned, she participated, quote unquote, participated in medical services for 4,486 patients between June of 2024 to this January, despite never holding a valid nursing license. Basically, what happened was, is she was in school to be a nurse. She got all the way to the point where she's pretty much ready to graduate, but hasn't done her exams yet. Mm-hmm. When you're going through your nursing education, you can get sort of conditional acceptances to jobs based on the fact that you will then pass your nursing exams, become a full nurse, and then go on to work for this business or, you know, hotel or hotel. Hospital. Jesus.
You said hotel earlier. Was it a hotel or a hospital?
No,
was it a hospital
it was a
in a
hospital.
Hotel?
No, it's a hospital. It's because we just recorded the regular show. And we're talking about a very prominent hotel.
Okay, I didn't question it because I was like, it's Florida. I'm sure they have hospitals in the hotel.
It's a hospital. Gotcha. She was practicing in a hospital. My bad, guys. So yeah, they took her on. They employed her. And then what she did was she found another nurse who she went to school with, but they weren't friends or didn't really know each other, whose first name was also Autumn.
Oh.
Different last name. And then she stole her license identification number and used it. And she was like, oh, that was my maiden name. And I was married. And then I got divorced. So that's why the names are different.
Oh, my God.
And just like it never came up. And then, yeah, when she got this promotion earlier in the year, one of her colleagues was kind of like, huh, that's weird. Looked her up. And she was immediately fired, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this case, she was also then arrested.
Dang.
She is going through it right now. They literally, there's a video out there of her arrest. She's in her car wearing her scrubs.
Oh my God.
And the police officer comes up and is like, hey, are you Autumn? And she goes, yes. And he goes, you're going to have to come with me.
Ooh.
She was arrested. And yeah, now they are waiting to see when her trial and everything will be. I'm probably not going to follow up with an update on this one because it's not that huge of a case.
She's not going to get much time.
I don't know. She probably won't.
She didn't kill anybody.
No, no. Thank God.
Yeah.
As far as we know, no one was harmed. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there may be more of an investigation into it.
Yeah.
Advent Health did say that they're investigating as well as a criminal investigation. So, I mean, we may find out that maybe she did do more harm.
Yeah.
But as far as we know right now, no harm done.
She had good intentions?
I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, how bad do you want to be a nurse? That you're just like, nah, fuck it. Although, you know what? I feel like there's lawyers out there, too, that haven't passed the bar.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, fraudulent people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my relatively tame Florida woman.
Mine is not tame.
Oh.
Okay, so the article reads, woman allegedly stabbed rival she met online, then boasted on Instagram Live.
This is more the speed we're used to.
Yes. So her name is Shakia Jenkins.
Shakia.
She was arrested after allegedly admitting that she tried to stab her victim's brain.
Oh, my God.
She stabbed a former friend, bragged about it on Live. The alleged victim, whose name has not been publicly announced, survived the attack and reported the incident to police herself.
Thank goodness.
So Shakia is 29 years old. And she had met her victim on social media in 2023. And maintained a close friendship until a fallout in 2024 following an argument at a Valentine's Day party.
Oh.
On July 15th, the two women encountered each other at a dance club in Miami Gardens and got into a verbal altercation. After the two were kicked out of the club, they challenged each other to a face-off in Miami. Once there, the alleged victim told the police that they got into a physical altercation where she felt a sharp object stabbing her on her face.
Oh,
she drove herself to the Miami Sheriff's Office before the investigation was directed to Miami City Police.
I love that she's like, hospital? No, police. I can get stitched up later.
Yeah, she's like, I'm dealing with this. The woman then showed authorities a video of Jenkins on Instagram Live where she is seen allegedly bragging about stabbing her, doubling down with a verbal attack. She says, and I quote,
oh God, here we go.
I stabbed that hoe. Call me Chucky and call me Michael Myers.
Spitting bars.
She then said,
what a thug.
I'm mad. I don't even have an appetite. I thought that hoe was going to be the appetizer.
Girl, this is the speed of Florida woman we are used to on this show, for
she
sure.
She was arrested on August 1st and charged with first-degree attempted murder,
yeah,
possession of a weapon by a convicted felon.
Oh, girl, you already in trouble.
And written or electronic threats to kill or conduct bodily injury per online. She has pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Oh, sweetie. I mean, clearly you're already not the most, you know, sharpest tool in the shed, mm-hmm, for lack of a better phrase. Mm-hmm. You're a felon.
Yeah.
Carrying a knife,
mm-hmm,
stabbing bitches,
mm-hmm,
and then bragging about it on Instagram Live. And then pleading not guilty?
Yeah. You literally said, I stabbed that hoe.
That's a confession, homie.
That is.
I don't know if any of you out there on TikTok are following Reb Maisel. She's a lawyer. She's absolutely fantastic. And one of my favorite things she does is she reads these iconic court transcripts.
Okay.
And she has a lot of insight into just the legal world in general. And I can picture her like having this case like come across, mm-hmm, her desk and being like, oh no. Mm-mm. Oh no, 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 no. How can I defend this?
No.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, so Florida woman strikes again.
She stabbed that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
She sure did.
She didn't even have an appetite.
Oh my goodness. In a case that's also very recent, this, okay, is from August 3rd of this year, so just a few days ago, literally, we have a, I wouldn't say a divisive case, because I think the internet and people on social media in general are actually rooting for the quote-unquote murderer in this particular case,
okay,
which is going to have some of you sort of like, what? Let me get into it. In a dramatic twist of fate that has reignited a fierce debate on the ethics of big game hunting, American trophy hunter Asher Watkins, 52 years old, was fatally gored by a 1.3-ton Cape buffalo.
Ooh.
Often dubbed as the Black Death,
oh,
during a licensed and guided safari in Limpopo, South Africa on August 3rd. So Asher Watkins, he is from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He's a millionaire who has made a lot of his money from like ranch real estate,
okay,
and trading ranches and things like that. He had built a pretty prominent online presence based around his trophy hunting. There's lots of pictures out there that you can see of him holding up dead mountain lions and various birds and things like that. So he had gone to South Africa to go on this guided safari. And it was through the Conrad Vermaak Safari Group. And they've been around for a really long time. It literally says on their website, because you can go check it out, when referring to water buffaloes in particular, responsible for several deaths and many injuries to hunters each year, the buffalo is regarded as the most dangerous animal to pursue in Africa, let alone the world. Crafty and belligerent, he seeks refuge in thickets when wounded or danger approaches. Buffalo are known to charge unprovoked, but when they are wounded, it is advisable to prepare for the worst. So they had been stalking this buffalo for a couple of days,
mm-hmm,
and they were closing in on it, but the buffalo turned the tables, ambushed this man, and killed him instantly.
It happens.
Boom, done, out, period.
Mm-hmm.
I did try to find the fate of the buffalo. The fate is unknown.
Mm.
I assume it is not alive.
No.
Unfortunately, just based on the nature of this case. But he got a millionaire in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm personally a trophy hunter hater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all. I personally don't think you should be able to go spend millions of dollars and just hunt big game.
Yeah.
and lions and buffalo and tigers and all that stuff. But I do think this is a case of fuck around and find out.
It really is. And you know what? I say this as someone who has two animal heads behind
that is,
us.
That is true. Maybe now, that we should address said, that.
Yes. That being said, if you're watching on Patreon or you see the clips, you've probably noticed Joseph and Ernie. They were hunted over 50 years ago.
They are antiques.
And they fed a family for many months. And they are up here, because if they were not up here, their poor little heads would be in a garbage bag in someone's garage. And that would make me sad.
Yeah.
So I agree with the idea of hunting for the sake of survival, mm-hmm. or feeding yourself or whatever.
No, I'm all for conservation.
Absolutely. And,
you know, keeping your freezer full,
yep,
and doing
part of
it.
Life.
100%. I'm a meat eater. Like, I'm not a vegetarian. So obviously it has to come from somewhere. What I don't like is trophy hunting.
No, absolutely not. You're going after these animals just to say, haha, I killed it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, good for you. Big man with a big gun. Well, this buffalo tossed you on your ass and killed you. So
I'm going to start referring to myself as crafty and belligerent.
Crafty and belligerent.
Because I love it.
Belligerent's just a good word.
It is a great word. I use that word a lot.
So do I, actually. Good. You're being belligerent.
Yeah.
It's just and it's also a nice one to say.
It is.
Belligerent.
Crafty and belligerent.
Yeah. Cape buffalo kicking some ass.
Yeah, it happens. This next guy I'm going to talk about was belligerent in a very bad way.
Oh,
dear. That's a terrible segue, but I'll take it. Colorado dentist sentenced for poisoning his wife's protein shakes and killing her.
I feel like this is just like anecdotal, but I feel like there's a lot of creepy dentists out there. I don't know what it is about it. I personally just, and no disrespect to the hardworking and upstanding dental people of the world.
Sure.
Love you guys. You got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
I personally fucking hate going to the
dentist.
Yeah,
me too.
I hate it. I hate spending the money.
Oh, yeah.
I hate leaving in pain. Mm-hmm. Even when you have your teeth cleaned, it still fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I don't like dentists.
And I don't like this guy.
You know, a lot of dentists are also big game hunters. Have you noticed that?
I think it's because there's good money in it.
Yeah, that's
true. The only people that can afford to big game hunt are people with money.
So this is in Aurora, Colorado.
Ooh.
A dentist who poisoned his wife's protein shakes and gave her a fatal dose of cyanide will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Cyanide, hey?
Yep. So his name is James Craig. He was found guilty of multiple charges, including first-degree murder, solicitation and tampering with evidence, solicitation to commit perjury, and solicitation to commit murder. A judge sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Good.
On March 15, 2023... the defendant drove his wife, 43-year-old Angela Craig, to University Hospital for a severe headache and dizziness. She had reportedly experienced a seizure, and she had to be placed on life support. And she was declared brain dead shortly after. She was taken off of support several days later and reportedly died of poisoning from cyanide and tetrahydrozoline. I'm going to stick to that. An ingredient commonly found in eye drops.
Oh, I think we've talked about
this
before.
We have, the Visine.
It's in Visine.
Yep.
And this is, big disclaimer, don't do this. But Visine, it's designed, that particular chemical mm-hmm. ingredient, it's designed to dilate your blood vessels.
Yes.
That's why Visine makes your eyes not be red anymore.
Yep.
Or sorry, opposite, constrict your blood
yes,
vessels.
Yes, yes, yes.
My bad. That's why when you have red eyes, you put Visine in. Makes it go away because it constricts the blood vessels. In a high enough amount,
mm-hmm.
it constricts your big arteries and blood vessels. And basically, you just have a heart attack and die.
Yeah. So prior to her death, Angela had been in and out of the hospital for similar symptoms.
Oh, so he'd been doing it for a while.
Exactly. So James Craig, like we said, a dentist. He worked at the Summerbrook Dental Group. He had ordered potassium cyanide for the dental practice, even though there was no medical reason to do it.
Mm.
Nurses learned about this and alerted police. And a witness allegedly asked him why he had bought it. And he said his wife asked him to order it. He also reportedly used his office computer to Google the following. How many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human?
Oh, God.
How to make poison. Is arsenic detectable in autopsy? And how to make a murder look like a heart attack? So when she died, officially,
yeah.
security footage from the hospital showed him holding a syringe, before he went into her room and allegedly administered a fatal dose through her IV.
Guys, I am dumbfounded.
Yep. He said, James, that they were having marital problems.
Oh, okay.
And that the victim was suicidal and that he had saved her life many times. Officials say that he never reported any such thing, and that was not the case. Mm-hmm. According to authorities, the defendant told fellow co-workers that his marriage was failing and that he was in financial turmoil.
I am sick of these men.
While his wife was in the hospital, he allegedly communicated with a woman for an apparent affair and flew her to Denver.
I hate men so much.
His oldest daughter said in court before his sentencing, "I was supposed to be able to trust my dad. He was supposed to be my hero, and instead he will forever be the villain in my book."
No kidding. Well, just like all the other idiot wife killer family annihilator bitches out there, there's always another woman, and it's always financially motivated.
Yeah.
Leave your partners if you don't love them anymore.
Just get a divorce. It'll suck, but no one dies and you don't go to jail.
Yes. And the thing is, like, okay, you're a dentist. There's a doctor in front of your name.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still Googling how to make poison?
Yeah.
Air. Yeah. Air in an IV. Boom, there you're done.
Get a book.
The other question I have is, I didn't know you could just order potassium cyanide.
Yeah.
I guess that's the other privilege you have when there is a doctor in front of your name.
Yeah, I mean, you get rat poison.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I mean, shit, you can buy Visine. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to kill someone, you really don't need anything.
No.
I just feel bad for his poor wife.
I know. And his kids, too.
Yeah, well, like his daughter said, like, you're supposed to be my hero and you're the person that murdered my mom.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
Life in prison without the possibility of parole. He deserves it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I have for you this beautiful day is a medical one that is just disgusting. Just absolutely wild and disgusting. All so right. There one thing that brings me pleasure. Actually, one of many things, like, I'm not a sociopath, but one of the things that brings me a lot of pleasure is inflicting these nasty medical stories on other people.
Good.
So sorry about it, guys. If you want to skip ahead, you can, but this one is gruesome.
Okay.
This is out of Ireland, actually.
Okay.
So an Irish man, 33 years old, was seen complaining of severe sudden onset lower back pain. This is all from the case report, by the way. This is not a news article. This is directly from the medical case report. So he reported living a heavy steel object 3 days prior, and his symptoms had progressed ever since. This particular gentleman has a history of chronic lower back pain without neurology. Through thorough physical exam of the upper and lower limbs revealed an erythematous papule, which is basically the fancy way of saying a small raised red lesion on the skin, a pimple, if you will, with a central focus on the medical aspect of his right upper limb. So up here, he's got a little pimple sort of situation going on. Would you like to know what this man had been injecting himself with?
Yes, I would.
You're never gonna, like, just his own semen.
Oh my God. I would love to know the thought process that led up to that.
His own semen.
Oh my God.
So yeah, he basically was having this lower back pain because he tweaked it, picking up some heavy steel, and was having such chronic pain that he thought that this was the solution for him. And so over, I believe it was the course, yes, of 18 consecutive months.
Oh, that's so many months.
Using a hypodermic needle, which he had purchased online, he had injected his own semen into his arm in the belief that it would cure his lower back pain.
Is he okay?
Yes, he's alive.
Oh my
God. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so Upon this occasion, the patient had injected 3, quote-unquote, doses of semen intravascularly and intramuscularly. So he's injecting it into his veins and into his muscles. God. The pimple appeared after, obviously. The hilarious part of this case is that there's a section where whoever has written this medical paper was like, we looked around the internet to see if anyone else had done this, and we could not find a single other person.
Oh my God.
They were, because they were like, where did you get the idea?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He came up with it himself.
Well,
he didn't read it anywhere. He hadn't researched it anywhere. He came up with it himself.
He's a real thinker.
I don't know why people do the things they do to themselves.
I don't understand.
It says, a comprehensive review of Embase, PubMed, Google Scholar, and the wider internet was conducted with an emphasis on intravenous semen injection for treatment of back pain, as well as for other medical and non-medical uses. Although there is a report of the effects of subcutaneous semen injection into rabbits and rats, there were no cases of intravenous semen injection into humans found across any literature. A search of more eclectic internet sites and forums found no other documentation of semen injection for back pain or other uses. Attempts at intravenous and arterial injection of harmful substances such as mercury, gasoline, charcoal, lighter fluid, hypochlorous acid, and hydrocarbon 27 are well described.
Wow.
So if you want to inject yourself with lighter fluid, you can go Google that, but not semen. Well, you can now.
I guess you can.
Because there's one guy.
I'm shocked that he's alive.
He is, though. I was going to throw the question out to the listeners to be like, how much pain? What would you have had to gone through to be like, I've tried everything. Guess we're trying this. Because, you know, like, I have friends that have done like acupuncture and stuff like that, right? Not necessarily for me. Like, I would have to be in like chronic pain to do that because I don't like needles. Logically, I know it's not the same as like having an injection or whatever, but I just don't like being poked with things. If I were in chronic pain, I would maybe look at that as an option. But I wouldn't be like, well, I've tried Advil and I've tried Tylenol and I've tried massage therapy. Guess we're going to inject our own spooge.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
There's so many other things you can try before you get to try a heat pack.
Literally. I don't know.
Well,
anyway, so gruesome medical fact. Irish man of 33 years old injecting semen into himself for back pain. It didn't work. Don't try it.
I guess it's a frugal choice.
But there's no explanation. No. If it was like, oh, well, I thought that muscle is made of protein and there's protein in semen, so I thought, but he's not even injecting it into his back.
No,
he's injecting it into his upper arm. I don't know. Psychosis, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't mention anything about any kind of like real mental health issues.
Does he have a wife?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It doesn't mention her anywhere that's in the medical journal.
Man's problem, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for our strange and unusual death.
Oh, yay!
This one is from 2015.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you the article that I found.
Please do.
Atomic wedgie killer sentenced.
Oh, for
Bradley God's. Davis gets 30 years for unusual MO.
Atomic wedgie. Captain Underpants. Here we go.
So, he pled guilty to asphyxiating his stepfather after a drunken argument got out of control and has now learned his sentence. The 35-year-old man was drinking with his 58-year-old stepfather, Denver Lee St. Clair, when a fight broke out over something that Davis alleges St. Clair said about his mother. After knocking St. Clair down, he then grabbed a handful of the elastic band of his underwear and pulled upwards so hard that it left ligature marks.
Oh my God.
Somehow he was able to get the elastic over his stepfather's head and around his neck. It's not known how long St. Clair suffered, but he eventually succumbed to what prosecutors say was a combination of asphyxiation and blunt force trauma. His attorney says that his client never intended to kill his stepfather. The initial charge against Bradley Davis was first-degree murder, which could have carried with it a much stiffer sentence, possibly even the death sentence, since Oklahoma is somewhat known for that. He said, "I never had any intention of killing that man. There's no way I could have ever thought that would have happened." They said once the atomic wedgie was employed in the heat of passion while defending himself in a fight that got out of hand and went too far, he said it was like a bad dream.
I'll say.
The story that Davis told investigators the day after the altercation was that he struck him violently in the face and head. Eventually, he fell unconscious and Brad pulled the underwear over his head. The elastic band tore and then was wrapped around the front of the deceased's neck. He died of asphyxiation. 10 days later, he changed his story, claiming that he punched him out after the wedgie. He also said, "I knew that wedgie was out of line."
Oh, I was so sorry. I was trying not to laugh. That wedgie was definitely out of line.
Either way, they say, the point of the violent attack was to embarrass his stepfather, who he claimed was a bully. His goal was to humiliate St. Clair when he woke up and even went as far as snapping a cell phone photo to ensure it. According to Star Magazine, he allegedly took photos before the atomic wedgie and after, and testimony in court suggested that perhaps the crime scene had been changed. This man is also a former Marine.
Well, Marines eat crayon, so I mean, shout out to the Marine Corps. Wow. When I was in grade 5, one of the boys gave another boy a wedgie and ripped his underwear straight out of his pants, and I witnessed it with my eyes.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, we all laughed because you're, what are you in grade 5, like 10?
Yeah.
9, whatever. Sure. We were all, like, peeing our pants laughing, like, in tears laughing. And to be fair, the kid that got wedgied was also in tears. He was not laughing.
No.
Because, like, he was in a lot of pain. But yeah, I just remember the bigger boy grabbed him and just straight out, like, lifted him off the ground.
I feel like wedgies aren't a thing anymore.
No.
They've gone out of style.
You know, and I'm kind of glad. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating for the wedgie to come back. But I feel like in schools, high schools as well, you know, like, pantsing used to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, or like, flicking girl skirts up or wedgies or whatever. And there are all those sorts of things where once upon a time it was like, nah, whatever, just kids being kids. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, no, that's assault.
Yeah.
So maybe don't do that, you know?
And if you do, it could kill someone.
Apparently, the atomic wedgie killer.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's going to act in his favor in prison or against. Because, you know, presumably when you get to prison, people start learning either who you are or you start talking to people and they're like, you know, what are you in here for? Oh, I killed my stepdad. Oh, yeah. How do you do it? Gun, knife, strangle him? No, I atomic wedgied him to death.
They might try to give him a wedgie.
I don't think I think I'd just be like, no, he died. I punched him in the face and he died.
Absolutely. And that's our show for today.
Well, whether it's semen injections and atomic wedgies, Cape Buffalo stomping millionaires to death. What else did we talk about
today? No matter what it is, don't brag about it.
Yeah, online. Florida woman. She stabbed that hoe.
She Chucky.
She Michael Myers.
Thank you all so much for listening. This has been The Grim Curriculum.
Extra credit.
Bye.